Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Envisioning a world of gentle, kind, and loving people who work together as one motivates J.M. Jones, Joyce Meyer Jones, author of Embracing the Law of Attraction, Out of the Box, Into the Light, to keep looking for reasons to be thankful. Joyce is living her life where there are plenty of bike and hiking trails, as well as lakes for kayaking, rivers for rafting. Living in the moment is her constant goal. She loves learning from children and helping them learn to love themselves. By teaching parents to love themselves, their children will be impacted. Love is the goal. Embracing the Law of Attraction was written with the hope that the reader will be able to relate to the stories and scriptures. The book is designed to help the readers identify areas of their lives that need changing, to examine themselves, and to accept they are loved. And J.M. Jones, Joyce Meyer Jones, author of Embracing the Law of Attraction, Out of the Box, Into the Light, is our guest on This Week in America. Joyce, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Oh, I am so glad to be here. Thank you.
You're welcome. And it's such a powerful message and a much needed message, especially at this time of divisiveness, it seems like, not only in our country, but worldwide. What was your motivation for writing this book? I know this is this really comes from the heart. This is something you believe in, something that's changed your life. What motivated you to write Embracing the Law of Attraction?
This is so deeply personal, as you can tell. But, you know, I didn't grow up in a happy home, and I didn't grow up loving myself. My brother, had committed suicide when he was 19. I was 10. That impacted my life so much, and it still does. And as a teacher, a substitute teacher, I met a lot of children, young ones. They were elementary school and middle school, who didn't like themselves. They didn't love themselves. And especially this one little kid, I'll call him Diego. He had a cleft palate repair. And, oh, the things he said about himself just broke my heart. And I just wanted, you know, the motivation to reach more children with when they're very young, because by the time they're 5, they don't like themselves. And I grew up with that. So that there it is.
That is so tragic. And because of your circumstances, you can relate. That's interesting that by 5, they sort of have self-perception nailed down, sort of pin themselves into mentally what they think they are. The book is Embracing the Law of Attraction. What do you hope to achieve with this book? And that's a difficult question, I'm sure, to answer, because there are so many layers of what you do, what you address in Embracing the Law of Attraction. What overall do you hope to achieve with the book?
My goal is to get people to think about themselves and why they don't like themselves and what brought that on. Why? Because they start out as these beautiful, loving people, and they grow into an attitude of hate and self-sabotage. So, you know, I really want to reach people just to think about your thought patterns and how your thought patterns are so powerful that they affect how you speak and how you act.
You know, I mentioned one of the areas you talk about is finding out the areas that need changing and change those. Negative thoughts, something we all deal with from time to time. How do we go about changing those negative thoughts? It's difficult, isn't it? Some people just go, that's life and I have to accept it, but you really don't. How do you go about changing the things that need to be changed?
Well, first you have to be aware of what your life is, what you've created in your own life by your thought patterns. And that's what has to change. First, you have to know what you don't like in your life and get some awareness of how that happened. And then you can really think what you want your life to look like. And I think I'm really blessed. I mean, I went out of a totally negative space, and it wasn't that long ago, into where I am now, where I'm conscious of my thoughts, and I can stop the negative thoughts as they're happening and change them to something. Even if I say, oh, I don't want to think about that. And it's been very effective for me.
And that's so important, how often we have negative thoughts and we just can't get rid of them. With what Joyce writes about in the book, Embracing the Law of Attraction, will get you on that journey as she went through to get those negative thoughts and to just cast them from her mind totally. Joyce Meyer Jones is our guest on the program. The book is Embracing the Law of Attraction. Her website is joycemeyerjones.glasslinksolutions.com. We have this on our website, book available, of course, at Amazon, all of the usual places. Joyce, do you have a favorite technique for law of attraction manifestation? One that you really like?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay, good.
and it's envisioning what you want, but the vision board has been highly effective for me because it is visual, but you go through the act of finding pictures that resonate with you from, you know, positive magazines or sports magazines or whatever. So one of the last ones I did, I started putting everything I wanted in my life, like family and hiking, and I found a picture of a camel safari, so I put that in there, and then also motorbikes, and put hiking and biking and kayaking. And then, you know, I had it for, you know, a few years and I forgot about it. Well, I made a reservation to go to Mexico. And while I was down there, there were some activities you could choose from. So I said, oh, a camel safari, that would be fun. So I signed up for it and went on this really fun safari, and I was riding with a woman that we really hit it off with, and forgot all about it, you know, my vision board. And then the next week I went on a beach ride with an electric bike, which I'd never done before.
Oh, yes.
Which was also on my vision board. But I actually made it happen, even though I wasn't thinking about my vision board at the time. It happened years later. That's how powerful the vision board is, because you really, even if you look at it and say, oh, that would be fun, and you kind of get in an emotional reaction to the picture, and then it sets itself in your being and in, well, you could say to the universe, and it happened.
How do we go about setting up a vision board? Talk about the most effective way to do that. We don't set it up and put it in an unused bedroom and forget about it, do we? How do we go about putting it together and being able to effectively use it so it changes our lives?
Well, the one I have right now that I did in January with friends, which is kind of fun to do that way, you would collect a bunch of magazines. You can get free ones at the library usually, or, you know, other sources. And then cut them out, cut words out that you see. Like the one on my current one is, I see you. There's a lot of beauty in it. There's different scenes that pleased me, and different scenarios that pleased me, and different phrases that I cut up and put together to have more meaning for me, like peace on earth or whatever. And then you can put it in a way, or you could put it out for a while and just look at it. Sometimes you'll ignore it for a while, but then you'll come back to it. I've got it in my living room right now next to my television. And I do see it, and I said, wow, I really like that. You know, I wonder what's going to happen next. You can put it behind the door in the bedroom. They say if you look at your dream three or four or more times a day, you activate the emotion that is connected with your thoughts and your words.
Joyce Meyer Jones, our guest on the program, author of the book Embracing the Law of Attraction, Out of the Box, Into the Light. Talk about the structure of the book, how you have the book laid out, because you're just not saying go do this. You're sort of holding our hand as we go through the process. You are there as we go through the process. How is the book laid out?
I have laid it out in 12 chapters that are very short, because I notice other people are just so verbose. They just use so many words sometimes say the same thing. I admit I repeat the ideas, because when I was learning law of attraction and in a group, I could not remember all, you know, different steps and things that you could do. So I do repeat ideas in each chapter just to get people to understand. And I use scripture. But that's not all, because even though the Bible has a lot of wisdom in it that we can utilize, other people also have contributed wisdom from their experiences. And I do have quotes from Buddha, who never claimed to be a god or anybody special, but he was very wise. Marianne Williamson is in there. I forget, there's so many people that have said things. Marcus Aurelius. I love Marcus Aurelius.
Oh, yes.
And he was Stoic, and I think he was one of the last Roman governors. Stoics were brilliant, and we can use them today to remind us, as well as the scriptures. The end of the book has an appendix, so it has ways to get really familiar with what you've created in your life so far, and then write down, if it's negative, you say, well, what do I want then? This is what I have, what do I want? And it's a process that I went through to really get clear about what I want in my life. Then, let's see, there's the section that has affirmations.
Yes.
It has scriptures. And I set it up, intended to set it up so that those could be copied or cut out and on like business cards. And you take one with you every day and look at it several times a day, or stick it on the mirror, or whatever you have to do, or write it on the mirror. It doesn't matter, as long as you're thinking about that affirmation.
You know, it's interesting. The book we're talking about is Embracing the Law of Attraction by Joyce Meyer Jones. You're talking about things to sort of reinforce what you want out of life. Talk about that. It sounds like you've been able to achieve that. You started off like everybody else. You've got a blank slate there. You're struggling and trying to figure out what life means to you. And you focused on the things that you want. By doing that, have you been able to attain those goals?
Well, number one, I'm happy.
Yes.
Most of the time. Most of the time. You know, I have my, I'm human, so I go up and down. But that, it always comes back to, what am I thinking about? What am I focusing on? And, you know, right now I'm focusing on survival and what, because of what the world's going through right now. And I want other people to think about too, not just giving in, which is the default. I lived by default, by the way I had been raised to think, and it wasn't working for me. So I am working in my garden all the time. I'm retired, and I didn't really want to be retired, but as a substitute teacher, they didn't need too many during the pandemic. And I loved working with kids, but right now I'm living my life and in my backyard, most of the time, making it beautiful, making my little paradise. And I've done that with every place that I have. And I'm older, as you can tell by my voice. I've had a few homes and tried my best to make them into little paradise.
Well, it sounds like, and again, you've reached that level of happiness that you were looking for. And you say something, and I want to keep coming back to young people. And 5 years old, where children have a negative impression of themselves, Why is it so important to monitor one's thoughts? I know it's a pretty basic question, but it's still a problem. Why is it so important? And again, how do we go about doing that?
It is the most important thing you can do. And when I'm calling myself an idiot, which I do frequently because sometimes I am an idiot, but I have to say, no, you just don't have the experience to handle this. But just, if you think along enough about it or contact other people to give you ideas, then you can have the skills that you need. So that's why it's so important to catch yourself when you're calling yourselves these names. You would never call anybody else, at least to their face, an idiot. And and that's the key. Say, I love you, Joyce, you're okay. And when I sometimes say, I'm all alone. And then that wee small voice says, Joyce, you're never alone. We've always been with you. And whoever that is, it's such a kind and loving affirmation that I am loved and I'm not alone and I have friends. I couldn't live without that wee small voice most of the time.
Yes. Do we all have that voice?
I believe we all do, but we have to be quiet and listen to it.
Yes, we have to activate it. And that's Joyce Meyer-Jones, our guest. Boy, time is going by so quickly. The book is Embracing the Law of Attraction. What do you say when someone says to you, I've heard about this law of attraction? Does it really work? How do you answer that when people ask you?
Well, it is interesting because people have really knocked it around for a while. But if you're totally materialistic and asking for things like a Ferrari or something, I don't know. I'm not materialistic like that. But it may come into your life. Who knows? Maybe you'll inherit it. But what I want is experiences to make me grow, to make me appreciate life more. And I know for myself that it works because I've transformed my life. I don't know. I think Rhonda Burns, and she did impact me because reading her book, The Secret.
Yes.
Yes, really helped me to understand things. But the people in the movie, in the book, were so materialistic, which they were very successful people, so they had the funds they could get anything they want, and that was pretty exciting. But what they didn't bring up in that was the idea that your negative thoughts attract more negative thoughts, too. It's powerful. It's very powerful. If you keep thinking negative thoughts, you attract the negative. I have a friend that, oh, boy, does she attract negative people, and her life is not fun. So I try to encourage her to, to just think about the positive, but she's into it for, 70 years of negative thinking, and that's why I want to reach kids, because do it before you're 70, for heaven's sake.
Well, let's talk about that. We've got a couple minutes left in the program. Let's talk about it. I'm thinking the five-year-old you're talking about there. You were in the classroom as a substitute teacher, so you understand what young people are going through. How do we reach them with this message? What does a parent do to – what are the signs they look for that this child could really use some of the tools that we're talking about? What do you do as a teacher when you see that in a classroom? What can we do to assist the young people so we don't read about teen suicide being on the increase?
Yeah, that's part of the reality right now. And parents have to be aware of their own feelings about themselves and how they speak to themselves. Because what I see, and from my own experience, whatever my parents did to me, I pass on to my kids,
yes.
Right?
Yep.
Unless I was enlightened enough to stop it. And to a certain point, I did stop it. But I see how awful parents are to their kids. And then they don't even realize they're just doing what their parents did to them. So the parents have to be enlightened. They have to wake up and change their own lives before they can impact the kids. Because the children won't do that. They won't be negative if the parents love them. Because I know people, and I'm sure you do too, you know, people that really like themselves and they're happy and they have fun and they expect the best from themselves and they go get what they really want. But other people don't think they're worth it.
Well, I just let that sink in, what you were talking about, so we can be helpful to a new generation. And it is so difficult because we do reflect the way that we were raised, and we have to stop and really go back and in our own minds sort out the good and the bad from what our parents were doing. We know a whole lot more about parenting than teaching even than we did several decades ago. What is your major hope to sort of wrap up our conversation in people reading Embracing the Law of Attraction? What is the best way for them to read the book, and what do you hope the outcome is, the takeaway from reading Embracing the Law of Attraction?
My hope is that every individual who envisions a beautiful life full of light will hold hands with the rest of the world who wants that. And that collective thought, vibration, and emotion of what we want will overpower whatever negative is happening.
You talk about gratitude. I'm going to slip in one more question here at the end. Talk about the power of gratitude. It doesn't take a whole lot, doesn't cost a whole lot, if anything. How important is gratitude? You're talking about where you live and how you're able to get out and enjoy nature. Talk about that and gratitude, being thankful to be in that position that you're able to take advantage of that.
Well, I'll give you a little bit of my recent background. I have four children. They all rejected me 6 years ago when a certain president got elected. And there's only one that keeps in contact with me. So I don't get to see my four grandchildren. And one grandchild I haven't even seen, and she's 2.5 years old. I could focus on that. But if I do, my spirit will be broken. And so I think of the most beautiful things that are in my life and throw myself into my work, because that I feel good about myself when I'm creating and working.
Yes.
But also I envision a time when my family will come back to me.
That's interesting what you've gone through. If you have any questions, does this work? Joyce, and it sounds like an ongoing struggle to keep your mind straight and to focus on the things that are positive on going on in your life and how it's changed your life. The book is truly life altering for yourself and people you know and family members. The book is Embracing the Law of Attraction, Out of the Box into the Light. The author is Joyce Meyer Jones. The book is available wherever books are sold. Her website is Joyce Meyer, that's M-E-Y-E-R, Jones.glasslinksolutions.com. We'll have that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Joyce, it's been a pleasure. Time has gone by too quickly. A pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much for sharing this very important message. A privilege to have you on the program today to talk about Embracing the Law of Attraction.
Thank you, Rick. It's been a pleasure to be here and to be able to express my own feelings about life and what I want for the young people and for the rest of the world. But we can do it collectively by love and gratitude and vision.
And a guide for all of us is her book, Embracing the Law of Attraction, Joyce Meyer Jones. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.